Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams at Greenville Upstate coming to you this morning talking all about real estate, all the news, information, advice that we can pass along here to you every Saturday morning about real estate so you can make a smart real estate decision. And as we start to get over the next weeks and months ahead, I believe more than ever, you've got to be real careful. You got to make some smart moves when it comes to real estate. You know, Warren Buffett has famously said that when there's blood in the streets, it is when he is most willing to take action. But when others are, going one direction, he's going the other. So as we look towards the next few months, and we see all the leading indicators when it comes to the economy and the market and interest rates, we are definitely moving towards a time when we're going to see some opportunities for those that are looking and are prepared. So we're going to talk today a little bit about some of those signs, some of the things that we are watching, some of those numbers, and just kind of go over some of those things there for you too, as well as talking about just the true strength of homeownership, what that means to us as individuals, as communities, and as a country of homeownership and the importance of it as well. So appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Here we are every Saturday morning on your favorite local radio station. We also take this and podcast it for you so you can consume it in a time and a place maybe that is more convenient. If you maybe are missing something here and there, you're in and out of the car running errands here on this Saturday morning, you can always listen at your convenience. You can go to our website, mygreenvillehome.com/media, and you can see the different ways that you can download and subscribe to it in a more podcast format. We are called My Greenville Home. Our website is mygreenvillehome.com. Try to keep that all nice and easy to remember. And of course, if you ever just kind of forget, if you were just to Google Dan Hamilton Real Estate, our friend Gary LaVox has a little jingle to help you remember that, Dan Hamilton Real Estate. You can always find us that way. That's a very easy way to find me and my team of real estate experts right here in Greenville. So speaking of mygreenvillehome.com, if you were to go there, we've got some great information there for you to just to stay up on what's happening in the local market. Of course, if you go to the top row there, there's, as you open up, the easiest thing to do is just to search for properties there. You can just type in either an address or a neighborhood, a city, whatever you want there, and you can start to look for properties if that's what you're looking for. But if you're really wanting just kind of some more information about what's going on, some resources, we have a resources tab at the top. So we've got our blog and media. So you can, that's a direct link right to our blog site where we're putting out lots of information about what's going on. In fact, every weekend we have a post on what's happening in Greenville. So if you're, on a Thursday afternoon, you're trying to plan your weekend, or if you want to go right now to it and see what's going on today and tomorrow here in Greenville, that's a great place. You can also just kind of subscribe to that so it comes to you every week. We're talking about, we also have a great post just the other day about guide to fall festivals. So what's going on in Greenville here in the fall, from the Pumpkin Fest to the Denver Downs to Greenville Classical Academy Festival, which is always a really good one. That's in November. So just some great resources there for you to plan your fall as well. So we really, it's not just about real estate. Of course, we want to be the first person that you think of when it comes to buying or selling, but we want to also provide lots of information for you and telling you and keeping you posted on what's happening here in our local area. So you can be in the know and be a part of all the great things that are happening here in the upstate. So that is all at My Greenville Home. That's under resources. You can refer a friend to us there. So maybe you've got someone that is moving here from out of state, and you need to connect them with a great real estate agent, or maybe you've got a family member who needs to sell a house, whatever it is when it comes to real estate. You just go right on there, refer a friend, comes right to me, and we will connect with them. And that connection that you make with us will help you be a part of our VIP program, which is explained on our website as well. All you have to do is refer someone to us. They don't have to buy or sell. We just need to be able to connect with them, talk with them, see if we can help them. And even if we can't, you become part of our VIP program with a small gift to you as a thank you for thinking of us. And you can connect with there on our VIP program. You can see our testimonials, and then you can see our buyer needs, which are the homes that we have buyers looking for right now. So you can kind of peruse that and see if any of those buyer needs, the ones that we are looking for our clients, matches up with your particular home or property that you own. And you might see a match there and want to connect with us to bring our buyer to you as well. So lots of different resources right there on our website. And of course, you know, the number one thing, you can go on there and very easily, you know, if you want us to chat with you about selling your home, there's a sell tab. You just put in your information, comes right to us. You can tell us about your property. We'll connect with you. Katie and our team will reach out, schedule a time for us to come take a look if you'd like, or we can do it over the phone as well. Kind of get some ideas for you what your home could be worth in this market and help you make the next steps there. So that would be an option. And of course, just that good old fashioned home search, we are connected directly with the MLS on our website. So it refreshes every few minutes throughout the day. So you're always going to get the latest listings that are hitting the market. Unlike Zillow and some of those other portals out there where the information is somewhat delayed at best and often just incorrect. For instance, there's a whole part on Zillow where, you know, it talks about foreclosures or pre-foreclosures. And if you start kind of perusing that, you'll find pretty quickly that they're not actually pre-foreclosures. There's been some type of filing, but that does not mean that the home is available to purchase. So you could really have to wade through a lot of weeds to try to get to the actual properties that are for sale on Zillow. Sometimes they look like they're available and they're already under contract. So all those things. So on our website, it's got a direct connection straight to the multiple listing service. And you know that it is the most up-to-date, the most accurate information out there when it comes to upstate real estate. And of course, you can search by map, which is one of my favorites. I love that. You can literally go on there. It kind of pulls up mid-Greenville. You can scroll around. You can see what is available, what's under contract, what's pending, what's the newest listings, all right there on the map. And then you can literally draw a little circle, save that search, and we'll email you homes that match home that come available in your specific criteria. So super easy to use, and you can create your own account right there. That's all at mygreenvillehome.com. But we got to take our first break today. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the true strengths of home ownership, what that means to our community. And then, of course, we're going to just kind of break down a lot of different real estate information. And at the end of the show today, we're going to take your questions and answer those right here on the air. So thank you for joining us today. It's Dan Hamilton here with you. If you're listening to My Greenville Home, we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right. We're back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you today and every Saturday morning talking real estate. If you want to connect with me directly, a couple of easy ways to do that. I live right here in Greenville, have for many years. And so when it comes to real estate, we know this market and we are right here connected with you, wanting to make our community a better place. So I think it's important to connect with a real estate agent who lives right here, loves our community, and doesn't just have billboards and marketing all over the place from another city. So we're right here in Greenville. We'd love to connect with you. And you can do that by our website, mygreenvillehome.com, where that is a great place to get started. Or you can just pick up the phone and call us, 864-527-7685, 864-527-7685, and call right now over the weekend, anytime. You'll connect with us. And if you have a question about personal situation in real estate, or you need some advice, or just, you know, to bounce something off someone who has been helping people buy and sell real estate over the course of many years. In fact, we're trying to add up how much real estate we've sold. Like, I've sold over the past 20 something years, and we're getting very close, if not at about $1 billion worth of real estate transactions that myself and my team have been a part of since 2002. I got licensed in 2001, really started my real estate career in 2002, started developing a team in 2006, 2007. So if you remember, you know, those were, you know, times in Greenville where it wasn't like it is now. When you look at statistics on real estate agents nationwide, and I think this holds fairly true in the upstate, is that approximately half of the real estate agents out there have only been in this market, only been in real estate for 2 years or less, which means they really only have seen this current market that we've had over the past 18 months. It's the only market that they know. Whereas, you know, having been in this for 20 years, I've been through a lot of ups, been through a lot of downs, like way down, 2008, 9, and 10, was a really tough time for real estate nationally. And of course, even locally, those were some challenging times for a lot of folks. And we were able to, every one of those years, we were able to build our business and to grow by just being agile, by looking kind of as much as we can around the corner. I think that's one of the strengths, one of the reasons why we attract folks that want to work for our team, is that I'm always looking for kind of the next thing around the corner and helping, you know, guide and lead our team in that direction. And it's just one of those things that I've always been passionate about, and making sure that we're always prepared for the next market. And so that's why, you know, frankly, I love doing this show, because it forces me to prepare. It forces me to read and understand what's going on in our economy nationally, locally. It allows me to connect with folks that know a whole lot more than I do, and can help kind of distill a lot of that information. And then in turn, I pass it along to you so that you can make a great decision. You can be prepared for the market ahead, because, you know, there's one thing that is true in real estate, is that it is always evolving. It's always changing. And you never can just settle for what's happening right now. You always have to be looking around the corner. And that's why, you know, when prices were going up, 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 and we were in kind of a frenzied market, I always knew that at some point that was going to change. At some point, there's going to be a shift in the market. And we are certainly seeing that, not only nationally, of course, but even here locally now, where you've got to be very cautious, very careful when it comes to selling. You can't just put your home on the market now and have multiple offers and have a feeding frenzy at your home. You've really got to take some steps to prepare and make sure that your home is ready, that you're priced correctly for today's market, that you are staged and prepared and ready to go. And that is the way that you are going to be successful in this local market. So that's one of the things that's why we enjoy doing this, so we can just kind of share some of that information for you, pass it along, so that you can be thinking about those things as you're preparing for whatever real estate decision, you know, there is. Because there's always, you know, there's always going to be, you know, something that can come along in your life to cause you to have to think about that real estate transaction, whether it's a new family member coming in, or you know, one, a child, you know, kids leaving and your house is more empty than it, was a few years ago, all those different things. There's transitions in our lives, maybe having to move to another state for a job, all those different things. So we want to make sure that as those things come along, that you've got some ideas that you're thinking about, making sure that you're making a great decision when it comes to real estate. So you are listening to My Greenville Home. I am Dan Hamilton. We're going to just talk a little bit today. No guests today, so it's just me. You're stuck with me today. And just thought I would kind of talk through some ideas on home ownership. This has been a, if you listened in last week, we talked with Greenville Housing Fund on, you know, what they're doing to make sure home ownership is available to all those that that want and qualify and can. I think, you know, the real estate is on a lot of people's minds right now. You know, it's just we're watching the economy. We're watching interest rates, which, again, by the way, are going up. We saw the Fed with their action last week, but we also are seeing 30-year fixed rates creep up to, I'm hearing 7%. I haven't seen that locally yet, but I'm hearing, you know, 6.5 for sure, and I think 7%. And I think for the foreseeable future, you're going to see that kind of keep creeping up. So it's just, it's on minds, you know, as I talk to people, folks are always asking me what's happening in our market. Because this unsustainable market over the past 2 years is behind us, there's a difference being felt. And so people want answers. They want to know what's happening. So the question is, you know, how financially strong are homeowners throughout the country? Is this going to be a repeat of 2009, 2010? Mortgage debt grew beyond $10 trillion over the past year. And some saw that as a troubling sign when it happened. So recently, the deputy chief economist at First American said that U.S. households own $41 trillion in owner-occupied real estate, just over $12 trillion in debt. So the remaining number right there, $29 trillion, that's a difficult number to comprehend, is equity. So that's how much equity people have in their homes right now. So the national, a lender would call LTV, loan to value, in 2022 right now is 29.5%, which is the lowest since 1983. So that means that Americans have more capital, more equity in their homes since 1983, which many of you listening weren't probably even alive back in 1983. I was in elementary school. She continued to say that homeowners have an average of $320,000 in inflation-adjusted equity in their homes, an all-time high. So you think of this term, this LTV, loan to value, as you know, many times if you go to buy a home, you've got to put money down, like cash your money down, and then the bank will finance the rest. So that money you put down, whether it's 20% or whatever, is your down payment. That means you're borrowing 80% of your home's value. So your LTV ratio is 80%. So the question is, you know, why is this important? Why am I talking about this today? This is another reason why I believe we're not going to see a crash. Now, I've talked about a few more reasons in the past, the lack of inventory, all those things, but home equity, that is the value of your home minus the debt that you owe, is at an all-time high, and it's very important. For example, if someone did, you know, say, you know, you did get in a situation where you needed to sell, so the equity allows you to be in control of the situation. You know, in 2010, when you lost your job and you had to sell your home and you had no equity because you just got a loan for 100% of your home's worth, and then your home value dropped 10%. So then you were what's called underwater. You didn't have many options. You couldn't sell because you couldn't afford to pay the difference, to pay the bank off. You just were stuck. Many people were stuck. I remember sitting across the table in kitchens with people that just had no options. But when you have that much equity in your home, you now are in control. and you have options. The bank will work with you if you get into a situation where you can't make your payments. They will modify your loan. They will allow you to, you know, if you've missed some payments, allow you to tack those on towards the end. You could sell. You could rent. I mean, you've got many more options right now than you did. So you could, do things, which is not the case back in 2008, 9, and 10. So some other reasons why, touching on that, this idea of equity, about ownership, about the amount of equity that Americans have in their homes is a very important factor when it comes to the health of our real estate market as it relates to the overall economy, because we all know the overall economy is not in great shape. There are a lot of signs that it's going to get worse. That doesn't mean there's going to be a real estate crash. And that right there that I just talked about is one of the biggest reasons. So we got to take our bottom of the hour break, but I want to talk about a few more reasons why owning a home is a good idea, even in this market that we are in right now. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton. We got to take a quick break, but we will be right back. All right. We're back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you this beautiful, say that jokingly, Saturday morning as I record this, we're preparing for Hurricane Ian to hit. And I wish and hope and pray that everyone stays safe out there, that our friends in Florida are able to recover quickly from the devastation out there. And so as we are out and about this Saturday morning, I appreciate you joining in and listening. I want to tell you about some great properties that we have available. One of my favorites right now is a listing that we have put on the market up on Cunningham Road in Travelers Rest. It's 276 Cunningham Road. If you're looking for some privacy, some potentially off-the-grid living, this is for you. A beautiful cedar home on 12 and a half acres, right at 12 acres. Beautiful in-ground pool, full kind of a three-story situation, a main level with two bedrooms, a master suite up, and then a full basement with parking there in the basement and some living space. Great, great property, about 2,700 square feet. Three bedrooms, three full baths. And also it can be configured lots of different ways there because it's very flexible floor plan. So check that out. Listed for $825, hard to find 12 acres in Travelers Rest, and a great home for that money right now. You're going to love it. So go to our website, mygreenvillehome.com. Check that out. And you will definitely love to see that. And we'd show it to you this weekend if you like. So check that out. With a couple clicks, you can request a showing. And one of my buyer specialists will be happy to meet you out there. In fact, just past couple of days, we had someone do that. They were in town from Charleston. They're like, we don't have a ton of time, but can you meet us and show us? And they did, and they're interested. But you definitely still have some time if you were to want to check out that home. It is a Lindell Cedar home. So Lindell is one of the top of those types of homes out there. This was built, goodness, about 20 years ago, but it is in absolute beautiful shape. So go check that out at 276 Cunningham Road in Travelers Rest. We were talking about some ideas, some of these thoughts on homeownership, and I want to just share a few more things when it comes to homeownership that I believe that you want to consider. A lot of folks just kind of jumped into it over the past few years because home prices they thought would just always continue to go up at these ridiculous rates. And they're not going to continue to go up at those rates. In fact, they could be flat for a year or two, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good idea to buy a home. There are many other factors that go into it other than just home appreciation. You will continue to see that over the years. I always say you can't time real estate, but you can, give real estate time and it will be good to you over that period of time. So some other reasons we talked about equity. I want to just touch on that again. The report from U.S. Census Bureau reveals that one of the biggest contributors to wealth in America is home ownership. In fact, the wealth inequality between homeowners and renters is very significant. If you look at the median net worth of homeowners, it's about 80 times larger than a renter's net worth. Now, I don't believe that's a completely fair comparison because there are a lot of other factors that go into things when you kind of look at the net worth of folks. If you think about renters, many times they're younger. They're just kind of getting started. Maybe they're a little more mobile. They have a job that they don't know how long they're going to keep. They might have to move to a different area. So I don't think that's a super duper fair comparison. Whereas, if you're a homeowner, generally you're going to just be a little more established, probably a little bit older. And so your net worth is going to be higher. But that net worth growth really does come in from home ownership. In fact, a lot of folks, when they get to retirement, they've spent all those years paying down their home. That is a nice chunk of capital that they can access that they've really been, quote unquote, saving without even knowing it over the course of their career. So that's because when you own a home and you pay a mortgage, you're building equity every day. You're building equity two ways. One, by home price appreciation, and two, by paying down your debt. So you're kind of stretching it out both ways and building equity. So a great, great time. So every time you pay a mortgage payment, it builds equity slowly. In addition, real estate values, like we said, tend to increase over time. That means you pay down your mortgage and your home value increases, you're creating long-term wealth. And it's always important to kind of remember at the early stages of your mortgage, that first year to 1 year to year five, the equity pay down portion is pretty small. In fact, as you look at most, you're going to break down your payment. In fact, you can probably go online to your mortgage lender and see this, but a vast majority of your payment is towards interest. You're paying a lot of interest upfront and less equity. So if you were smart, one of the things you could do is, not if you're smart, but one of the things you could do if you wanted to build equity faster is to take your payment. So say your payment is $1,000 a month. You divide that by 12, and then you take that number and just add that to your payment every month, that number, and then make sure that your bank applies it to principal. You're going to pay down principal faster. You can do that also by taking your payment and dividing that by paying it every 2 weeks. So that way you're not actually paying another payment, but you're just cutting off that interest a little quicker in the beginning of the month, and you're going to pay less interest. So you're going to take about 7 years off of your mortgage that way, which just means you're going to build equity faster in the beginning. So that's one of the things I like to do, kind of play the game a little bit with the bank and build equity quicker on the front end, especially now that, when you had a 2.5% or 3% mortgage rate. I didn't always encourage folks to pay down faster because there's probably things that you can do with that money that you can earn more than 3% interest. But now that rates are, 6.5, 7, you're going to find it a little more difficult to find, easy things to do with your money to make more than that on interest. So it would be probably a smarter idea to pay down some of that interest quicker. And build equity faster in your home there. So that's a couple of thoughts on equity and mortgage payment there. Stability is another one. While there are plenty of mortgage programs available, the most popular, for now at least, is the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. So unlike rent, fixed rate mortgage doesn't go up over time or year after year. This means that your housing costs may actually decline over time. On the other hand, the average rent is, 3 to 5% and ongoing up every year at the discretion of your landlord. Your situation is not in your hands at all. And at the renewal of your lease, you could be looking at a pretty big increase. So this means that if you're looking for the peace of mind that comes with a steady monthly housing payment, home ownership is going to be your best bet. And you really can lock in that payment for 30 years. So you know exactly what that payment is going to be, and no one can change that on you. The only thing that could affect that would be your insurance. That could go up. And of course, property taxes, which definitely go up, unfortunately, but there's nothing we can do about that. But you can fix your cost when it comes to your monthly home ownership opportunity there. And the reason why that's important is because if you look at what you're spending on average as a percentage of your take-home pay on housing, a lot of times that's going to be our biggest single expense. And so as your income grows over, you know, 5-10 years, but that mortgage payment stays the same, you've got more money, more elasticity in your monthly budget there. So the stability there of that payment is a great thing. Also, tax breaks, number three, a lot of people don't realize that even with the changes that were a few years ago, there are some benefits to buying, owning, remodeling, even selling your property. Lots of different tax benefits there. I can't go into all of them. We might touch on those when we get back from our break. But we've got to take our final break of the hour here today in just a minute. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We're talking about home ownership and some pros to it beyond just, you know, the single little bit of appreciation that we've seen over the past few years. Over the long term, home ownership is going to be a really great choice for most people out there that have stable jobs and want to stay in the same place. We're talking through some of those ideas here today. You're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap up the show here in just a minute. Stick around. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton here with you. Thanks for joining us. We're talking real estate, bringing the latest news, information, and advice so you can make a smart real estate decision. You can always find us right there at mygreenvillehome.com, which is on your mobile device, any kind of internet-connected device that you have, you can find us at mygreenvillehome.com. But it really does work great on a mobile phone, too. In fact, you can get on our site and within a couple of weeks, you're going to actually be able to just click to call us, right? You can just see that number right there, click, and it'll, with one click, you can call us. With a couple of clicks, you can visit a home without even having to talk to anyone. So lots of different things there at mygreenvillehome.com. We'd love to connect with you there, or you can always call me at 864-527-7685. I am right here in Greenville, and you can always connect with me very, very easily. So we're talking about home ownership opportunities, some of the things beyond just income, equity growth, tax breaks. So mortgage interest deduction means that the interest that you pay is deductible. Of course, a lot of folks now just have the standard deduction, but if you are a business owner, maybe you got a few more deductions, that definitely can come into play. But one of the keys to the one of the biggest tax breaks that you've got is the ability to have no capital gains tax. If you own and live in a home for a certain number of years and you sell, you don't have to pay capital gains up to a certain amount. And it's different if you're single versus married. I don't want to confuse you with all those numbers. But just be aware that when you go sell a house and you've been in there for over 2 years, you don't have to pay capital gains up to certain amounts. But as always, check with your financial advisors, your tax preparers to make sure that you are following all the protocols there. So there are definite tax advantages to owning a home. Freedom is another one. Owning a home means you can paint your walls, you can landscape how you want, you can put things on the walls, you can remodel your kitchen, you can put new countertops in, you can just make it yours, customize, fully customize that house to make it exactly how you want it, which if you rent is not the case at all. Very different there. So, and lastly, just putting down roots, in addition to the financial benefits, Research indicates that homeownership reaps long-term social benefits as well, not only for you, but for your community. And that's why our government has really, over the years, done a lot to try to encourage homeownership through the tax code and through different things, because they realize that a nation that is grounded, is rooted, has put down roots in something that they own, such as property, is very important to the health and well-being of our entire country. So a study that was conducted by NAR, the Association of Realtors, reveals that better educational achievement and a higher rate of civic participation among homeowners. Also, they're usually happier and healthier than non-owners, and there are typically lower crime rates among homeowners. So in part because that stable neighborhoods, they spot people that are, more, perpetrators that are within a community. I know that if you were to come into our neighborhood, that there, everyone is kind of watching, and everyone has cameras now. It's very interesting that, there's some new construction going on, and I think some things might have happened with people trying to take some things there, and the neighbors were on it, right? If that was a rental neighborhood, I don't think there, people would care as much as, folks that own and want to make sure that their particular street, their neighborhood is free of crime. So that is, I think, an important part of it as well. So the bottom line to all of this, to homeownership, is that homeowners have more financial strength today than we have had since 1983. It's a combination of how homeowners have handled equity since the crash back in 2008, 9, and 10, and the rising home prices of the past couple of years. So people have been much more careful. The banks have been much more careful about who they lend to. Lots more, hoops to jump through. But in the end, that's a very good thing to make sure that folks are and do have the ability to make that payment. So if you're interested in homeownership, want to learn more about how you can be a homeowner, I'd love to talk with you. We're a top-rated team. If you go to Dan Hamilton Real Estate and find our Google reviews, let me see how many we are up to right now. I'm Googling Dan Hamilton Real Estate right now. And find that we have a 963 five-star reviews on Google. We're trying to get to 1,000. Even at 963, we have way more five-star reviews than any other team or even company in the upstate. And we would love to get to 1,000. If you enjoy this show and feel like it helps you, and you could take 2 minutes to go give us a five-star review on Google, I would be really appreciative. In fact, I would personally go on there and thank you on your review. Just go to Google, type in Dan Hamilton Real Estate. You'll see on the right side our Google business profile, and you can just click the reviews. You can see them. You can kind of look through them yourself. As I'm looking right now, see one from a couple days ago that talks about Shelby Lear on her team, how fantastic she was. She would recommend her. Another one for Lisa, how she was great and helpful from start to finish. As first-time homebuyers, we appreciate her knowledge and guidance. She was on top of it all. So many positive reviews there for our team. And I would love for you, I'd greatly appreciate it if this show has helped you. If you've ever picked up even just one piece of information that has helped you, I would love for you to go on there, give us a five-star review, talk about it, talk about a radio show and how it's helped you. And I would appreciate it. So help us get to 1,000 reviews by the end of this year. So as we wrap up today, I want to thank our sponsor, Daryl Holland, who has been a show sponsor for quite some time. Daryl and his team do a great job when it comes to the legal side of real estate. So helping people buy and sell from a legal perspective. It's also important to note that an attorney in South Carolina, you get to pick as the buyer, right? So the buyer gets to pick the closing attorney because really they work on behalf of all the parties. It's not a, when you think of an attorney, like sometimes if you're in an adversarial situation, like you've got your attorney, they've got theirs. The attorneys in these situations are really just there to make sure that all the documents are done correctly. They're not representing really one party. They're representing all the parties, making sure that you have clear title as a buyer, making sure that the deed is prepared properly as the seller, and also for the bank. They're making sure if there's a bank involved, they're doing all the documents on behalf of the bank. So they're really kind of covering everyone. If there were ever a dispute that were to arise out of a real estate transaction that, you know, percolated up to a legal situation, that attorney could not be a part of that. They legally couldn't, ethically they couldn't. So they would recuse themselves and let those parties kind of work that situation out. So, real estate is very rarely, from a closing perspective, adversarial, especially when you got a great team like Daryl. You can go to my upstateclosings.com to find more about Daryl and his team at Holland Law Firm. So as we just finish up today, I want to answer some questions that have been posed to us. Kyle and Easley asked, should I get my home professionally staged before selling it? Kyle, I would recommend at this point a staging consultation, which means we have stagers on our team, not on our team, but we recommend stagers. They're a separate company. They're not on our team, but we work with them a lot, and we can have them come out to your house, walk you through, give you a full staging report. And that way you can decide, do you need to go to the next level and get it professionally staged? A lot of times you don't need to. You can have use your own stuff and get it done with that way, and not have to pull in outside furniture and accessories and all those kind of things. Most of the time, it's just using what you have already. So unless the house is completely empty, then you might want to consider it. But I would get a staging consultation, have them come out, walk you through some things. A lot of times, you can get it done that way. Pam in Greenville asked, my family and I are preparing to move to Texas and are looking for a realtor there. Do you have any recommendations? I love this question because we actually are in a very powerful network of agents all around the country. It's not just my brokerage. There are some of them are independent, some of them are with different franchises, but we're all work very similar in the way that we operate. We'll put clients first. We have similar marketing programs. So yes, Pam, we can connect you almost no matter where you're going with a great agent, with a great team in your market. In fact, just the other day, one of the folks from Vero Beach, Florida, referred a buyer to us. They were already kind of up here, kind of wandering around looking. We were able to connect. Shelby on our team got them under contract very quickly with a great home. And the agent down there was so, so happy. She said, thank you so much for helping them. So yes, we can definitely help you if you're moving out of state, moving to Texas. Most places in Texas, we've got a great referral connection there and can help you get connected. So Pam, thanks for the question. Contact us at mygreenvillehome.com to get more information there. So that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining us. My Greenville Home, or 864-527-7685. I'm Dan Hamilton, and we'll see you next week.